I have commented before about how interesting I think it is that, you know, on that recording, one of the cutting edge recordings of Hard Bop from 1954, we have a man like Max Roach, who was there right at the beginning of the bebop era, who had spent some time in some big bands before that. He's featured prominently on Miles Davis's Birth of the Cool, and here he is a couple years later, right in the thick of things in Hard Bop. I'm going to stick with the trumpet players for the rest of this first hour. I'm going to move on to a guy by the name of Lee Morgan. I'm going to play a tune called The Sidewinder. This is a recording from 1963, and many of the musicians who made this recording are still alive today and performing. Bob Cranshaw on the bass is still performing. Billy Higgins, the drummer, is still performing. The tenor saxophonist, Joe Henderson, just passed away a few years ago. This Sidewinder is a great tune for us to check out some of the different things that rhythm sections were doing as we got into this hard bop thing. The bass player is playing kind of a little ostinato figure, and it's kind of a hook. You know, like if we think about how rock music started changing in the 60s, there are many tunes that we remember because of maybe the guitar part that got played over and over again, or a bass part that got played over again, or, for example, the drum solo in a tune like Wipeout or something like that. The bass line to this tune, The Sidewinder, is one of those things. So hopefully we won't get faded out on this segment because this tune's about 10 minutes long, and this segment's only supposed to be about 10 minutes long, but I'm going to try to fit in the whole Sidewinder, then we'll take a break and be back to finish out the first hour. Thank you.